Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me from the Hale Area Association to talk about the Hale Yes Balloon Fest coming up this weekend is Angie Bessner. How are you, Angie?
I'm really good, Kevin. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. Exciting time. Looking forward, I'm sure, to the big event this weekend.
With anxiety, yes. my first year, so.
That's why. All right, I'll give you that one then. Now, your first year of being the coordinator for the event?
Yes.
All right. So. But you're well versed with what's been happening over the years, right?
I am.
Yeah.
Yes. It's just different when you're actually in the driver's seat. So
I can understand. Well, let's talk about what you're going to be driving this weekend. Now we were talking before we went on that everybody thinks of it as being a weekend event, but things start a little earlier, don't they?
They do. We actually have our pilots come into town on Thursday.
Yeah.
So obviously not all of them are going to be here, but enough of them are going to be here that we can kind of do a fun flight, try and get some of our sponsors up because everybody knows weather is an issue.
Yeah.
And not just weather, wind. Wind plays a huge part in what we do. So
right.
we need nice, gentle winds, anything under 10 miles an hour to fly.
All right. So that's Thursday night, but people are welcome to come on out and see the balloons go up then if they do go up on that Thursday.
Definitely. From 5 until 7,
okay.
No admission. Just show up on the Iasco County Fairgrounds. We're going to have you get there a little earlier. Our pilot briefings aren't until actually 5 o'clock. So if you're a little early, that'll be okay, because at least you're there. You won't miss anything.
Right.
So.
Right. All right. So Thursday, a great start. And then Friday, things get a little busier, don't they?
Friday, they do. We're going to do, for the first time, a health and safety day.
Yeah.
I think with the kids going back to school and sports starting up and fall and winter activities coming, there's so many things within our recreational area that we could really talk about and focus on. So my hope is this event grows into something where we have people in there talking about your boat safety, or the jet skis that you use,
right,
or skiing Corsair, or just a million different things. How to wear your backpack safely, how to avoid overloading yourself when you're trying to get rid of all that snow come winter. So there's a ton of different things that we could focus on for a health and safety day. This year, the fire department's going to open up their smokehouse.
Oh, okay.
So the kids and community members can kind of run through there. It will give you a very realistic demonstration of what happens when your house is on fire.
Right.
So hopefully we give people within the community the confidence that they need, that if that event were to ever unfortunately occur, they're confident enough to get through it. So.
All right. Now that's one part of Friday. There's the balloon side of things too, right?
There is. So we'll be having flights in the AM and the PM. So our AM flight would be about 7 to 9. Again, show up on the Iasco County Fairgrounds. It's free admission for that morning flight. The afternoon, evening flight, the kickoff flight, when all of our pilots will be in town, there will be a charge.
Okay.
So buy your button now, save yourself a dollar, and kids under 12 do get in free.
Now, how much are the buttons then?
They are $4 right now. They will be $5 at the gate.
At the gate. All right.
Yeah.
So we're through Thursday and Friday, and we're only really halfway through, but Saturday. That's a huge day, Saturday.
Saturday is always our really big day. I do have pilots in town a little earlier, so I just want everybody to know that. We have flights, so if you want to come out and see the balloons for free, definitely try and do that Thursday night, Friday morning. If you want to come for the full day of events, Saturday's your day. We'll start the day with an AM flight. The farmers market, which is new to Hale, will be open, so we're super excited about that. Let's see. We have the Friends of the Library always do a great program for us. They have children's author Aaron Zen coming in. I do need to kind of give everybody an update. Our brochure doesn't kind of reflect the fact that Aaron will be there from 11 until 3, I believe.
Oh, all right.
So if you want to see the children's author, it is a more limited time frame than what we have in our brochure.
Okay.
And he's got some fantastic books.
Yeah.
If he has a good enough crowd, he'll probably do some illustrations and stuff. So that would be
nice.
Interesting to see.
Okay.
We have Catherine Baker coming in. She's our adult author this year. And she'll be featuring her book, Camp Mwaka.
Okay.
Is that correct?
I
think that's right.
Sure.
And then they have an arts and crafts table for the kids, and they do their book sale every year. And then, of course, we have our arts and crafts vendors coming in on Saturday. Again, a great time to like do some maybe early Christmas shopping.
Oh, yeah.
Or
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So
indeed,
they have fantastic vendors there. Everything is home crafted.
All right.
Food vendors on the fairgrounds. This year, we're happy to have the Hail Eagles Boosters Club. So definitely come out and show your support for the boosters.
All right.
Twister Joe, he's always fun and on the fairgrounds with us. So, and then, of course, Saguenay Eagles Landing, our main primary sponsor. So thank you so much to them. They'll be on the fairgrounds as well, handing out some swag. So... the Hail Garden Club, they're doing their plant sale. We will have a car show. This year is a little different for the car show. We're doing all years makes, models of cars.
Oh, okay.
So you have a motorcycle you want to bring. That's cool. We're going to be featuring some mud trucks.
Oh, wow.
Home of Michigan mud jam.
Yeah, so. Exactly. You're right. Yeah.
We got a lot of trucks.
All right.
Forshee Metalworks has done all the trophies for that car show. So thank you to them.
Wow. All right. Where else do we go on Saturday?
Yeah, let's do a cook-off so we can have some food and taste some of the local restaurants and businesses. It attempts to kind of fill our appetites, I guess.
Yeah.
And the township fire department will have their open house again. Hospice of Helping Hands is going to be doing a balloon release ceremony. They do this every year in the memory of a loved one. They will be on the fairgrounds from 12 until 2, and they're actually going to be at the fair office. So if you're familiar with the fairgrounds, when you come in, it will be off to your right. We're, of course, doing the wine tasting and a taste of Hail event. We're always super excited about that. Easy Street will be coming in and having some entertainment. We are doing Art for a Cause again this year. So I got some fantastic paintings that will be put up on the website soon, so you can view them early. And then Pat Owen sits on the Hail Area Association with us. She's done some really cool sideboards this year with all the buttons and everything. So they're a little commemorative.
All right.
Collectible. And tickets for the wine tasting are on sale now.
All right.
So save yourself $5. Buy early.
Right.
You can buy them at Kathy Jane's or the Sweet Life or Rose Valley Winery.
All right. Yeah. Okay.
Brand new this year, Pilot Signature Line from 3:30 to 5. So what's going to happen is all the pilots are going to line up on the infield. We used to have them kind of spread out around the fairgrounds, showing off their burners and stuff.
Right.
This year, we kind of decided to organize it a little differently. Everybody right there on the infield, easily accessible. We got everybody trading cards this year. They always have them. Now they're area specific to our event.
Nice, okay.
Yeah, I'm really excited
about
that.
And so that's what they can sign then, right?
Yeah, they can sign a trading card. You can collect them all.
Yeah, what a neat idea.
Yeah, there's going to be 16 cards that you can collect, so definitely get your hands on them.
All right. Wow.
I won't have 16 pilots in town, though. So we're actually going to have 14 pilots in town.
That's still a good turnout, for sure.
It is a good turnout. It'll be a lot of balloons.
All right.
And we do have a brand new pilot this year. So a balloon you haven't seen before is coming.
All right. Cool.
And then...
And then what? Sunday? Or are we still working Saturday?
We do have the balloon glow on Saturday another, AM, FM.
Yeah.
AM, FM,
PM, but I appreciate the radio plug there.
Exactly. Yeah. You guys are always a great contributor, so want to make sure we say thank you.
Yes.
AM, PM flights.
There you go. Yes.
Yes. And then Sunday, of course, our AM flight. And we always wrap up the weekend with an awards banquet. Our pilots are actually here to fly, and they do competition.
Right.
So if you don't know, we do hare and hound in Hail.
Yes.
So, which means we put one balloon up, everybody else kind of chases them.
Right.
They try and drop really early so they can put out an X, and everybody else has to kind of target. Whoever targets closest wins.
Yeah.
So this year, our featured balloon was Mike Wenberg's.
Oh, okay.
And a great story about Mike is he wasn't a pilot at this point. When he won, he was still a student.
Oh, really?
And he was able to fly with us because his teacher was here flying.
Wow.
So,
all right.
Mike has been at our event several times, as crew and everything else. But I think it's fantastic that, he's a student and he was able to win. So.
All right. Well, we went through things awfully fast there. So
we did.
if they want more information or they want to see the schedule, how do they go about doing that, Angie?
Definitely get a PDF off of hailyes.org. our schedule is there, our lineup is there, the most up-to-date information is there. We do have a couple of new events, and we also have a couple events that are so new they didn't make our brochure.
Oh, okay.
So really quickly, the Hale Education Foundation is joining us again this year, and they have decided to do a golf ball drop.
Oh.
So this will be a fundraiser. Stop by their booth at the Arts and Crafts Show, buy a golf ball, and later that night after the pilot signature line, when we start doing flights, we'll have the hair go up.
Right.
We'll find out that wind direction. The Hale Education Foundation will put out an X, and we'll have another balloon that's going to drop all the golf balls. Whoever targets closest will be our winner.
Will be the winner. Yeah, all right. So that sounds like fun. Okay.
That'll be a lot of fun. Yeah. And they'll have somebody out spray painting different art projects and everything that you can buy right there on the fairgrounds.
Okay.
Or they're going to be one of our silent auction contributors. Right. So we'll start the auction on the fairground, carry it over to the wine tasting.
Mm-hmm. Wow. All right. Some big events coming up. We got through all of them, but again, check out the website. That's the best place to go for more information. And, you know, lots of great sponsors who help make this thing big, don't they?
So many sponsors. Yeah. And just thank you hugely to all of them.
Right.
We can't do this event without them. And I have to say that this is the 7th year for the Balloon Festival, and we come knocking on everybody's door, and this is Hale Area Association as well.
Right.
I feel like every time we ask for something, this community is just so great in standing up, supporting us, and we appreciate that so much.
Exactly. All right. HaleYes.org, the website to go to, the Hale Area Association. It's the annual Balloon Fest coming up this weekend at the Iosco County Fairgrounds. And Angie Basner from the Hale Area Association, thank you for joining us here on Sunrise Side.
Thank you, Kevin.